Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. I'd like for you to open that up in the Amplified, if you up there in the booth. Philippians, the second chapter, in the 13th verse. Amen. This is a great scripture here. And it's good to say this on a regular basis, because there's a lot of times we just don't feel like this scripture. Amen. There's a lot of times we don't feel extremely motivated. But notice this in Philippians 2:13. He says, not in your own strength. Thank God. You know, our own strength doesn't go very far. Not in our own strength, for it is God. God Almighty. The strong one. Notice this. Who is all the while effectually working in you. And here's what he's doing in our lives. He's energizing and he's creating in us the power and the desire. I like that. The power and the desire. Both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Amen. Thank God. God's working in you. God's working in me. Is he working in your family? Is he working in this church family? Yes. Absolutely, he is. So don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Shout it. God's working in me. God's working in me. Don't doubt it. Shout it. God's working in me. Don't doubt it. Shout it. God is working in me. Woo, glory to God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray a little bit more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to make sure we cover anything the Holy Spirit has tonight. Amen. Beautiful praise and beautiful worship. It's so beautiful to come to church and sense him, isn't it? Oh, what a blessing. What a pleasure it is to commune with the Holy Spirit in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Promotion. Promotion. This is for somebody here tonight. There's promotion coming. Promotion. Promotion. Everyone pray promotion. Glory to God. Promotions are coming. Glory to God. Raises are coming. Promotions. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on up here, brother. Praise the Lord. Yeah, come on up here. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, amen. Are you still in school?
Yes.
Amen. How much longer you got to go?
2 to 3.
2 to 3 years. And what are you studying?
Electrical engineering and computer
science. Electrical engineering and computer science. And how's it going? Is it going good? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Pastor Tom, if you'd come and pray with me over him. Hallelujah. We're not sure what we're doing here, but the Lord does. So let's... Glory to God. So bright. So bright. So bright. So bright.
That heart for God will not be denied. It will not be denied.
Glory.
It will take you places in God.
Yes.
And places of influence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it'll be joy.
Yes.
It'll be joy. And the anointing is going to just flow out of him. I can feel
ooh, yes.
Hallelujah. Manana.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Lift your hands up and rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen. It's good. It's good. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You ever been to a point where you're not sure what to do next? Well, that's exactly where I'm at right now. Glory to God. Amen. Charles, how are things going? Praise the Lord. Promotion's coming? Amen. Anybody received a promotion recently? Praise the Lord. Yeah? Praise God. God promoted you. That's good. Well, there's more to come. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's talk just a little while longer about this special faith, this special gift of faith, if we could. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll just look at verse 7 through 11. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11 says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." So when the breke seman inde e kasole, and so when the Spirit of the Lord begins to move and demonstrate these manifestations of the Holy Ghost, it's for the profit of the person receiving it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. For to one is given. I want you to notice that word given. It's given by the Spirit. The word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith or special faith or great faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongue, and interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit divide into every man severally as who wills. It's as he wills. Amen? How many of you are willing to be used when he calls upon you in these areas, like special faith, great wonder working faith? And we've already discussed this, but this special faith is beyond our common faith, is beyond the faith that we live by. It is a special manifestation. It is a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit, whereby a believer, whereby you may be empowered with special faith or wonder working faith. And it's beyond this simple saving faith. Amen? Now, how many of you remember at the gate beautiful, Peter and John went up at the hour of prayer? And so this was something that they did, I'm sure, on a regular basis. But on their way to the temple, on their way to pray, something happened. In verse 1, it says, "And Peter and John went up together into the temple of the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man," everyone say "a certain man." Now he was lame from his mother's womb and was carried. So understand this, that he never ever walked before. Never walked. His legs never experienced the joy of being able to move. He was lame from his mother's womb. And they laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, and to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. So he was asking for money, much like you see people asking for money today. In verse 3, "Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed, expecting to receive something of them," money. Verse 6, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none.'" Now his wife might have had his pocketbook that day, I don't know. He says, "Silver and gold, I don't have that. But such as I do have, but such as I have, I give thee." Read the rest with me. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And what he did is he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Woo, what a miracle. And he, leaping up, walked and entered into them with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Woo, what a prayer meeting they may have had that day, huh? And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the gate Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which has happened unto them. This is a wonder. This is a sign. And the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together, and into the porch is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? He goes on to say, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Now notice, here's what I want you to see. Verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. It's important to read the rest of yet this. Yea, the faith, everyone said the faith, which is by him, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He didn't say not faith in him, but he said the faith which is by him. Weymouth gives us a little clarity here in his translation where he says the faith which he has given. This is a manifestation of special faith. What is it that caused this miracle to happen? This was not a gradual miracle. This was an instant miracle. I mean, he went to jumping and leaping and praising God. Never had used his legs before. Is that right? Now, here's the implication. You know, some people think if you just had enough faith in the name of Jesus, you could do this for anybody. If we just had enough faith in the name of Jesus, we could go clean the hospitals out. You know, if I had working in miracles in me, working 24/7, glory to God, I'd go to Kaiser right now and by the grace of God, just empty out the hospital. Now, if that was true, why hasn't anyone done it yet? Are you listening to me? No, they came to pray. This was something that they did daily. And this may not have happened in days before. It happened this day. Amen. Yeah. Now, there's a couple of ditches out there we want to address. A lot of folks say, well, you know, you've got faith in the name of Jesus. Just throw your insulin away. Or you got faith in the name of Jesus. Throw your glasses away. Well, don't drive near me. Somebody says, well, you know, I think I'll just try this. This don't come by trying. If you're trying to do it, don't do that. You cannot turn the gifts of the Spirit on and off like you turn your water faucet on and off. Would to God that we could. No, we don't use these as we choose. We use these as He chooses. Now, we need to position ourselves for these. We need to be earnestly desiring them and praying about them and expecting them. Can you say amen? Amen. But nobody has the gift of faith where they can turn it on and turn it off. You've got general faith. Thank God you can use general faith 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So what's he got? What happened to Peter that day? What happened to John? Something came upon them. Something came up out of the inside of him. A spirit of boldness. Faith from another world. The faith of God came upon him. And he pointed to him. And he said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Amen. So again, the gifts of the Spirit aren't ours to possess, they're ours to receive as He wills. You understand that? Now notice the contrast of this. Look with me over to Acts chapter 14, if you would. Acts the 14th chapter in the 6th verse. It says, Then they were aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there, what did they do? And there they preached the gospel. Notice Peter and John, when they went by that layman, they didn't preach the gospel that day. Did they? But in this area, they preached the gospel. Amen? And what happens when the gospel is preached? Amen. Signs follow. But not only that, faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the good news. The gospel or the word of God. Amen? Now I want you to notice in verse 8, it says, and there sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. So sounds familiar, doesn't it? Now, in Acts chapter 3, just to reiterate, they weren't preaching to the man. Amen. Verse 9 says, the same heard Paul speak. Paul was preaching the gospel. I believe that Paul was probably preaching on healing. Paul was most likely preaching that it is, without a doubt, the will of God for that man to be healed. And so the word of God is going forth, and the same heard Paul speak, and Paul steadfastly looked at him, and perceiving that he had what? He perceived that he had faith to be healed. The faith that he had to be healed came from what he heard. In verse 10, said with a loud voice, stand up upright on thy feet. And he leaped and he walked. And so that's common faith. And I get excited about common faith. Because I can't work up the gift of faith, but I can always preach the word. I can always lay hands on the sick. The good news can always go forth. And Jesus said, in my name, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. So let's teach and preach. Let's lay hands on the sick. Amen? But there ought to be some special things that happen as well. I'm going to shout that from the housetop. I said there ought to be some special things that happen as well. In the church building, but also outside of the church building. Supernatural intervention of God. Amen? Working in and through believers. Glory to God. Amen? And so, I remember Dad Hagen said many years ago, he said, the more that I pray in the Holy Spirit, the more that I pray in the Holy Ghost, the more of these manifestations I have. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? Because when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you're communing with the Father. You're drawing nigh to God. He's drawing nigh to you. Your spirit man is in contact with the Father of spirits. There's this sweet communion taking place. And if you'll pray in the Spirit long enough, you'll get over into the Spirit. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Now, it's not something that you just do automatically all the time. It takes some time to get over in the Spirit. It takes some time to begin to sense the presence of the Lord. And oftentimes when you sense the presence of the Lord by being in the Spirit, through praying in the Spirit, through communing with God, you'll start to hear from the Spirit. He'll show you things. He'll reveal things to you. He'll give you words of knowledge oftentimes. He'll give you a word of wisdom. Sometimes he'll even point a person out to you to minister to. And you know what? It might be in the grocery store. It might just be in the highways and byways of life. I mean, you might be in the grocery store and all of a sudden on the inside of you, you get a witness just to talk to that person, ask them how they're doing, see what's maybe going on in their life, just believe for that door of utterance, and then ask them, you know, is there anything I can pray with you about? Praise the Lord. And you might already know what's going on in their bodies and what's on in their lives, but you just want to be a vessel, amen? You want to be ready. You want to be willing. You want to be able to let God flow through you, amen? But it doesn't come by thinking it up. No. I want to stress that. I said it doesn't come by trying it. It doesn't come by thinking it up. It comes by living close with Him. Amen? Anybody open to that? And so I've written here in my notes, the more we live in close communion with Him, the more we fellowship with Him, the more we wait on Him, the more we will see Him manifest Himself through our lives. Now let's look at another one real quickly. Acts chapter 9, verse 32. Acts the 9th chapter, verse 32. It says, and it came to pass, as Peter passed through all the quarters, and he came down also to the saints which dwelled at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, notice with me, this gift of faith was functioning and operating by faith-filled words. And he said to them, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make up thy bed. And what did he do? And he arose immediately. Woo, glory to God. Thank God for the immediately's. Are we candidates for the immediately's? Now, here's the what happened as a result of this miracle taking place. Notice verse 35. And all that dwelt at Lydda, that's a lot of people right there. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him, and what did they do? They're going to turn to the Lord. People are going to turn to the Lord when they see the real thing. Amen? Glory to God. And so we expect miracles. We expect signs and wonders. T.L. Osborne said this, divine healing is God's dinner bell. It's a sign. When people receive a miracle like that, when they're around that, it happened in a family member, or it happened in a relative, or it happened in a friend, it will point to Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now notice in verse 36, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick, and she died. Who, when they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh unto Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. And Peter put them all forth, and he kneeled down. Why did he kneel down? I believe Peter kneeled down because he needed to hear from God. That's a good thing to do when you need to hear from God. In other words, Peter didn't just want to go in there cold without the anointing and without special faith and just try to raise her from the dead in his own strength. So what Peter did is he kneeled down and prayed. Hallelujah. Peter kneeled down and he prayed. Amen. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. I submit to you, something happened while Peter was praying. I said, something happened while Peter was praying. And great things will happen while you pray. And great things will happen as the church prays. Now notice with me in verse 41. And gave her his hand, and he lifted her up, and when he called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Now notice verse 42, read it with me. And it was known. And it was known. And I said, and it was known. And it was known. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and a few believed in the Lord. No, thank God, many believed, whoo, glory to God, in the Lord. You know, when they heard that Jesus was healing the sick, when they heard that Jesus was raising the dead, when they heard that he was opening the eyes of the blind, when they heard of all these great miracles and signs and wonders that happened in the master's ministry, the Bible said they came to him from every quarter.
Yes,
glory to God. They came from the north. You're not hearing me. I said they came from the north. They came from the south. They came from the east. They came from the west. They came from everywhere. Praise God. Because they wanted to get to the master. Amen. And when the master is glorified, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And in a congregation like this, when signs and wonders and miracles start happening and accelerating like we believe they're going to, they're going to come from the north, they're going to come from the south, they're going to come from the east, they're going to come from the west, they're going to come to sit at the feet of Jesus and bask in the glory of God. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory ahead of time. Come on, can somebody praise him today? Let's give him the glory ahead of time. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is our God. Great is our healer. Great is our miracle working God. We magnify the Lord tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. They're coming in. They're coming in from every quarter. They're coming in from the cults. They're coming in from the homosexual communities. They're coming in from the Muslims. They're coming in. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God.
But either
And there shall be great joy in the house. There shall be great joy in the church building. But there'll not only be great joy in the church building, there'll be great joy on Hesperian Boulevard. There'll be great joy on the boulevards. There'll be great joy in the city. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm stirred up. Hallelujah. I'm stirred up about it. How about you? Things are happening, man. I'm telling you, things are happening. They're happening all around the world, and they're happening in this place. Woo, so we're going to stay stirred up. We're going to stay prayed up. We're going to be expecting the goodness of God to be seen in the land of the living. Amen? Glory to God. Many shall turn to the Lord. Many shall turn to the Lord. Because you see, it is the goodness of the Lord that will cause men to turn to the Lord. It is men and women seeing the goodness of God in the area of healings. In the area of miracles. They'll see His goodness and they'll come to taste.
That's right.
And to see that the Lord is good. Glory to God. Notable, notable, notable. Pray about the notables right now. Notable salvations. Notable miracles. Notable. Makalite. Oh, Marisea. Endelemosa. Angels. We implore your assistance. Marabokanshine etolimene. Lasundulimande. The notable. Brasishteama. That means that people will take note. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I saw that in a different light. It's the goodness of God that'll cause men and women to turn, cause them to repent. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Say it with me a couple times. Thank you, Lord, that your great mercy endures forever. So I've written here in my notes, these are signs that point people to the reality of the goodness of the Father. The reality that Jesus is alive and that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Gifts of the Spirit, even in raising from the dead. George and Pam know of people from the Bethel area that have seen the dead raised. Praise God. That's wonderful. Why not? Amen. All it takes is a few gifts of the Spirit. All it takes is the working of miracles. The gift of faith, amen, and gifts of healings. Smith Wigglesworth had these gifts of the Spirit operating in him frequently. And he was a plumber. He was a plumber. That's right. Amen. Glory to God. He was a plumber. The first time that someone was raised from the dead through his ministry, he had just got home from work from being a plumber all day. God uses plumbers. God uses warehousemen. God uses housewives. God uses teenagers. God will use whoever is willing to be used in this day and in this hour. Point to yourself, God's using me. Point to your neighbor and say, God's using you. Smith Wigglesworth said that oftentimes, he said this, if you'll take a step of faith and use your general faith, I want to stress using your general faith, live by it every day. Use your general faith you have as an individual Christian. When you come to the end of that faith, very often, supernatural faith will take over and kick in. Woo-hoo-hoo, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. One reason more folks don't see the manifestation of special faith operating in their lives is they don't first use what faith they already have. Wow. Under Wigglesworth... I don't know what I was about to say. I don't really care either right now. Under Wigglesworth's ministry... And these three people were raised from the dead, and there were probably many more. One instance of a person who was raised from the dead was a man named Mr. Mitchell, whom Wigglesworth personally knew. One day, when coming home from an open-air meeting, Wigglesworth learned that his wife, Polly, was at Mr. Mitchell's house. The day before, when Wigglesworth had visited Mitchell, the sick man had been close to death. As Wigglesworth hurried to Mitchell's house, he heard screaming coming from the house on the way over to Mr. Mitchell's room. He passed by Mrs. Mitchell, who was crying, and she said, "He's gone! He's gone!" As Wigglesworth related this experience, he says, "I just passed Mrs. Mitchell and went into the room, and immediately I saw that Mr. Mitchell had gone. He said, I couldn't understand it, but I began to pray." Yes. Is it a good thing to pray? Yes. Somebody says, "I began to pray." Yes. Matter of fact, we're instructed in the Word of God, pray without ceasing. Amen. He said, "I began to pray. My wife was always afraid that I would go too far. So she probably laid hold of his coat, laid hold of me and said, 'Don't, Dad, don't you see that he's dead?' But I continued praying." And he said, "I like this. I got as far as I could with my own faith. Then God laid hold on me." Raise your hands. God lay hold of your men and your women. Woo, hallelujah. God laid hold of me. He says, "Oh, it was such a laying hold that I could hardly believe for anything." He said, "Oh, it was such a laying hold of faith that I could believe for anything. I could believe for anything. The faith of the Lord Jesus laid hold of me, and a solid peace came into my heart, and I shouted, 'He lives! He lives! He lives!'" And he's living today. Well, I think we can rejoice about that. I don't want to speak too much longer. I've got more. Let's stand up and thank God for what we have heard tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody stirred up just a little bit? Glory to God. We're stirred up just a little bit around here in this place, in this house. Amen. And when you come into this house on Sunday morning, glory to God, keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Expect me to move in a mighty way in this day and in this hour. Yeah. Keep the switch of faith turned on and expect. Glory to God. Glory. And pray for the people around you. Pray for the people around you that their hearts may be open and their hearts may be receptive and that their minds may be not distracted. For I'm doing a new thing in this day and this hour. So let's rejoice and be glad about it. What do you say? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.